the funkiness of a super ripe cheese, like Limburger. Mix it with the sliminess of okra and the texture of overcooked beans, and you have natto. In Japan, folks obsess over it. It's a delicacy, and some say habit-forming. Like kombucha, kimchi, and other fermented foods, it's rich in nutrients. Now, we here in the States have a chance to become natto-obsessed as well. There's a Japanese microbiologist turned food entrepreneur who's producing organic, GMO-free natto in New York. She's Dr. Ann Yonatani, a teacher at the new school. She loves natto and started making and selling this pungent superfood out of an organic food business incubator in Queens. Our contributor, Von Diaz, who doesn't shy away from the fermented, sat down with Ann to talk about why we should all be eating natto.
Ann, thanks so much for being here.
Hi. Hi, Von. I'm excited to be here.
So I recently tried your natto, and I have to say, it's a little hard to describe. How would you describe it?
How would I describe it? Well, I think it's delicious. but for those who've never had it before, natto is simply steamed whole soybeans that comes with its own special sauce.
And what is that special sauce like?
That special sauce is, for lack of a better word, kind of slimy, like maybe the mucilage that you get from cooked okra. A cross between that and the stringy marshmallow strings that you get from a Rice Krispie treat.
That's pretty accurate from my remembrance. And what about the texture?
Again, it's sort of a cross between those two things. And I think for a lot of first-time eaters of natto, the texture is the thing that is the most surprising. Mm-hmm. And perhaps polarizing.
Texture is a big thing for a lot of eaters. Mm-hmm. How long has natto been around?
It's quite an old food. It's been around for at least a millennium.
Wow.
In Japan, possibly longer. I learned recently that it may even have had older origins in China, like many things, cultural things in Japan do.
And how is it typically eaten?
Typically, the Japanese would eat it for breakfast, actually.
Just on its own, or?
Not usually on its own, usually mixed with rice and soy sauce or other condiments of choice, sometimes chopped scallions or vegetables. Raw egg is another common Japanese addition. Mm-hmm. I tell people who are not Japanese to sort of think out of the box and not feel like they need to eat it with rice. Mm-hmm. In Japan, everyone has a rice cooker full of rice that's always on, you know?
Yeah.
So for people in America who may not have rice lying around, I think it's useful to think of natto as a stinky cheese in bean form. Mm. Really, that's what it is. It's like a vegan stinky cheese, the closest thing a vegan can eat to, like, a really strong, like, washed rind cheese, like an Epoisse or a Taleggio or a Chimay, something, you know, in that vein of cheese. So if you like that kind of fermented food, then, you know, natto really may be easy for you to like if you can get over the texture thing.
And how do you eat it at home, you personally?
You know, I put it on pasta, on toast, pizza. It's great with eggs of any kind.
Scrambled in them or on them or?
Anyway.
Okay.
Yeah. Great on deviled eggs. That's one of my favorite.
So how is natto made?
The process is pretty simple. I start with dried soybeans, GMO-free soybeans from a particular varietal that's special for making natto. And so the beans are simply washed and soaked to hydrate them, and then steamed. So they're cooked soybeans when they're inoculated with Bacillus subtilis, and then fermented for just one day, and then aged for about a week or so to develop flavor and texture before it's ready to eat or sell. And but, you know, like anything, any simple task, to do it really well, you know, it's all in the details. There are a million little things that can make a difference in the quality of the final product.
Thanks so much for being here, Anne.
Thank you, Vaughn.
Anne Yonatani is owner of Nurture, New York Natto. Vaughn Diaz is a food writer and radio producer at StoryCorps.